privilege to lift up our prayers before our Heavenly Father. And in our prayers this morning, just a couple things to share. I did see Warren, Sonal, Addie's here this morning. Was there any new news on Warren yesterday that you want to share, Addie, on Warren? Addie?
Oh, sorry.
They can't get the fluid off of his body fast enough. They're worried about his kidneys.
Kidneys. Okay.
So they're really working on him.
Okay.
All right, so we need to uplift Warren and the Sonow family this morning. Also, we want to pray for Justin Johnson. He has taken leave for Camp Lutherwood. I didn't share that last Sunday, but he is going to be working as one of the counselors at Camp Lutherwood this summer. We want to pray for him as he makes his start. Then also, a group of four or five men from the congregation are going to Camp Lutherwood Monday to install some windows. We want to pray for them. And then finally, this week, a dementia support group is going to begin their time together. That is going to be on the 21st. That's Wednesday this week from 6:30 to 8. So we want to uplift that gathering as Jerry Wiley leads that here at Peace. Let us bow our heads in prayer. God the Father Almighty, you so loved the world that you gave to us your only begotten Son. We respond to save us from our sin and to make us your children and heirs of all your blessings through faith in him. And we pray for our families, for the fathers you have given on this earth, that they faithfully lead their children in the way of Christ and peace. And for mothers, that they have strength and grace to manage their many responsibilities and to give them joy and fulfillment in their work. And for children, that they grow in the faith in which you have called them, live long, and develop in all ways pleasing to you. Heavenly Father, for your children, our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, who suffer pains, losses, and illnesses, Lord, today we uplift our prayers especially for dear Warren, and we pray that there would be relief there today, that the medicines and treatment that the doctors have given would take effect and that fluid would leave his body. You'd restore his strength. Lord, also for Joe and Jeanette's grandson, as he has had some health challenges. Lord, we also uplift Justin Johnson as he moves forward into the summer with exciting days ahead at Camp Lutherwood. We pray that you'd just calm him and make him feel secure and safe there at Camp Lutherwood and grow him closer to you. Lord, for the men that will be going down to Camp Lutherwood this week, that you'd bless them and keep them safe, and that their work would be a blessing to the camp in the weeks and months ahead. And Lord, also for those mentioned on our prayer list here at Peace, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Max, Laverne, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Sandy, Don, Dottie, Jimmy, and Joanna. Graciously grant your healing. Keep their faith firm in times of need and give comfort by your present and eternal promises. Lord, in your mercy. In this family of believers whom you have called, gathered, and enlightened through your Spirit, grant that you would open the hearts and minds of your people to the truth of your word. For those who have yet to know of the joy of being heirs of your kingdom, connect us with them and work through us to proclaim your love, mercy, and grace. Hear these prayers and all others we lift to you, Almighty Father, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of the Lord for God's people. You may be seated as we continue with our distribution.